Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. We have a 1 hour program for you, full of music and meditation. We play a part of a discourse by Osho, and this program is full of music made by Osho lovers, presented to you by Osho Radio to help you get into the meditative mode. Enjoy this new episode of Osho Radio.
Take it from the wind, and leave it with the sun. And when my life is over there, I'll be gone. Catch me if you can. Is what I heard you say. And I see you floating through my space.
You
We're going to listen to a discourse from the series The Secret of Secrets, Volume 1, Number 12. What is so special about these discourses is that every time Osho's talking, every time you're listening to his words, it seems as if he's talking directly to you. Today, Osho talks about neurosis, about the fact that we all seem to live faster and faster, and actually we have no time to digest all our impressions and experiences. Meditation can help you, Osho says, to get out of this vicious circle and get connected again with your own inner being.
the second question. What is neurosis and what is the cure of it? Neurosis has never been so epidemic in the past as it is now. It is almost becoming a normal state of human mind. It has to be understood. The past was more healthier spiritually. And the reason was that mind was not fed so many things simultaneously. The mind was not overloaded. The modern mind is overloaded. And that which remains unassimilated creates neurosis. It is as if you go on eating and stuffing your body. That which is not digested by the body will prove to be poisonous. And what you eat is less important than what you hear and see. From your eyes, from your ears, from all your senses, you go on receiving 1001 things each moment. And there is no more assimilation time. As if one is sitting constantly on the dining table, eating, 24 hours. This is the situation of the modern mind. It is overloaded. So many things burdening it. It is not any surprise that it breaks down. There is a limit to every mechanism. And mind is one of the most subtle and delicate mechanisms. A really healthy person is one whose 50% time goes to assimilate his experiences. 50% action, 50% inaction. That is the right balance. 50% thinking, 50% meditation. That is the cure. Meditation is nothing but a time when you can relax utterly into yourself, when you close all your doors, all your senses to the outside stimulus. You disappear from the world. You forget the world as if it exists no more. No newspapers, no radio, no television, no people. You are alone in your innermost being, relaxed, at home. In these moments, all that has become accumulated is assimilated. That which is worth is assimilated. That which is worthless is thrown out. Meditation functions like a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it assimilates all that is nourishing. And it rejects and throws out all that is junk. but meditation has disappeared from the world. In the old days, people were naturally meditative. Life was uncomplicated, and people had enough time just to sit and do nothing. I'll look at the stars, I'll watch the trees, I'll listen to the birds. People had intervals of deep passivity. In those moments, you become more and more healthy and whole. Neurosis means you are carrying so much load in the mind that you are dying under it. You cannot move. There is no question of your consciousness flying. You cannot even creep. The burden is too much. And the burden goes on increasing every moment. One cracks down. It is very natural. Few things to be understood. Neurosis is the mouse endlessly trying the dead end, not learning. Yes, not learning is neurosis. That is the first definition. You go on trying the dead end. You have been angry. How many times you have been angry? And how many times you have repented being angry? Still, let there be stimulus and your reaction will be again the same. You have not learned a thing. You have been greedy. And greed has created more and more misery. You know it. Greed has never given anybody blissfulness. But you are still greedy. You still go on being greedy. You don't learn. Non-learning creates neurosis, is neurosis. Learning means assimilation. You try one thing and then you find that it doesn't work. You drop it. You move into another direction. You try another alternative. This is wise. This is intelligence. Just knocking your head against the wall where you know perfectly well there is no door is neurosis. People are getting more and more neurotic because they go on trying the dead ends. They go on trying that which doesn't work. The man who is capable of learning never becomes neurotic. Cannot become. He immediately sees the point that this is a wall. He drops the whole idea. He starts moving into other dimensions. There are other alternatives available. He has learned something. It is said of Edison that he was trying one experiment in which he failed 700 times. His colleagues became desperate. 3 years are wasted. And he goes on trying new alternatives again and again. And every morning he comes with great enthusiasm. The same enthusiasm that he had come with on the first day. And 3 years are wasted. One day the colleagues gather together and they said to Newton that we don't see the point. We have failed 700 times. It is time to drop this experimentation. Edison is reported to have said, what are you saying? Failed? We have learned that 700 alternatives were wrong alternatives. It has been a great experience. Today we are not going to try the same experiments. I have found another one. We are coming closer to the truth. How many false alternatives can there be? There must be a limit. If there are 1,000 false alternatives, then 700 already dropped, only 300 are left. And then we will be reaching the right point. This is learning. Trying one experiment, seeing that it doesn't work, trying one alternative that it doesn't work, the wise man drops it. The fool clings with it. The fool calls it consistency. The fool says that I have done it yesterday and I am going to do it today too. And I will do it tomorrow too. He is stubborn, pig-headed. He says, how can I leave it? I have invested so much in it. I cannot change it. Then he goes on insisting on it, and the whole life is wasted. And as death comes closer, desperate, he is hopeless, he knows perfectly well deep down in his guts that he is going to fail. He has failed so many times and he is still trying the same thing without learning anything at all. This creates neurosis. The man who is capable of learning will never become neurotic. A disciple will never become neurotic. A disciple means one who is capable of learning. Never become knowledgeable. Always be in the process of learning. Knowledgeability drives people neurotic. It is not just accidental that philosophers, professors, psychiatrists, scholars easily go mad. They have learned and they have reached to the conclusion that there is no more to learn. The moment you decide there is no more to learn, you have stopped growing. To stop growing is neurosis. That is the second definition. The world was very different in the past, obviously. About 6 weeks worth of sensory stimuli 600 years ago is what we now get in a day. 6 weeks worth of stimulation, information, we are getting in a single day. About 40 times the pressure to learn and adapt. Modern man has to be capable of more learning than man has ever been before. Because there is more to learn now. Modern man has to become capable of adapting to new situations every day. Because the world is changing so fast. It is a great challenge. A great challenge, if accepted, will help tremendously in the expansion of consciousness. Either modern man is going to be utterly neurotic, or modern man is going to be transformed by the very pressure. It depends how you take it. One thing is certain, there is no way going back. The sensory stimuli will go on increasing more and more. You will be getting more and more information, and life will be changing with faster and faster rhythms. And you will have to be capable to learn, to adapt to new things. In the past, a man lived in an almost static world. Everything was static. You would have left the world exactly as your father had left it to you. You will have not changed at all, anything. Nothing was changed. There was no question of learning too much. A little bit of learning was enough. And then you had spaces in your mind, empty spaces, which helped people to remain sane. Now there is no more empty space unless you create it deliberately. Meditation is needed more today than ever. Meditation is needed so much that it is almost a question of life and death. In the past, it was luxury. Few people, a Buddha, a Mahavira, a Krishna, were interested in it. Other people were naturally silent, naturally happy, sane. There was no need for them to think of meditation. In an unconscious way, they were meditating. Life was so silently moving, so slowly moving, that even the most stupid people were capable to adapt to it. Now even the most intelligent person feels incapable to adapt with it. The change is so tremendously fast, with such speed. Every day the life is different. And you have to learn again. And you have to learn and learn again and again. You can never stop learning now. It has to be a lifelong process. To the very point of death, you would have to remain a learner. Only then you can remain sane. You can avoid neurosis. And the pressure is great. How to relax this pressure? You will have to go deliberately into meditative moments. If a person is not meditating at least 1 hour a day, then neurosis will not be accidental. He created it himself. For 1 hour, he should disappear from the world into his own being. For 1 hour, he should be so alone that nothing penetrates him. No memory, no thought, no imagination. For 1 hour, no content in his consciousness. And that will rejuvenate him. And that will refresh him. That will release new sources of energy in him. And he will be back into the world younger, fresher, more able to learn, with more wonder in his eyes, with awe in his heart, again a child. This pressure to learn, and the old habit of not learning, is driving people crazy. The modern mind is really superloaded, and no time given to digest it and assimilate it into one's own being. That is where meditation comes in and becomes more significant than ever. Without time given for the mind to rest in meditation, we repress all of the messages that are pouring in continuously. We refuse to learn. We say, we have not got time. Then the messages begin to accumulate. If you don't have time enough to listen to the messages that your mind is receiving continuously, they start accumulating. Just like files accumulating on your table. Piles of letters accumulating on your table because you have not time enough to read and answer them. Exactly like that, your mind becomes cluttered. So many files waiting to be looked into. So many letters to be read, to be answered. So many challenges to be taken, to be faced. I have heard Mullah Nasruddin was saying one day that if something wrong happens today, I will not have time at least for 3 months to look into it. So many wrong things have already happened that are waiting there. If something wrong happens today, he says, I will not have time to look into it for 3 months at least. A cue. You can see that cue inside yourself. And the cue goes on growing. And the bigger the cue, lesser and lesser space you have. The bigger the cue, more and more noise inside, because everything that you have accumulated demands your attention. This usually starts at about age 5, when real learning virtually stops and lasts until death. In the old days, it was okay. 5 or 7 years were enough to learn all that you will need in your life. That will do. 7 years learning will do for 70 years life, but now that is not possible. You cannot stop learning. Because new things are always happening, and you cannot face those new things with old ideas. You cannot depend on your parents and their knowledge. You cannot depend even on your teachers in the school and the university. Because what they are talking is already out of date. Much more has happened. Much water has gone down the Ganges. This was my experience. When I was a student, I was surprised at my professor's knowledge, because it was 30 years old. It was when they were young. They had gathered it from their teachers. Since then, they have not looked what has happened. That knowledge was absolutely useless. I was constantly in conflict with my professors. I was thrown out of many colleges, expelled. because the professor said that they cannot cope with me. And I was not creating any trouble. I was simply making them aware that what they are saying is out of date. But that hurts the ego. They had learned it in their own university days. And they were thinking the world has stopped then and there. Now, students cannot depend on teachers. And children cannot depend on their parents. Hence, a great rebellion is on the way all over the world. It has nothing to do with anything else. Students cannot respect their teachers anymore unless those teachers continuously learn. They cannot be respected. For what? There is no reason. And children cannot respect their parents because the approach of their parents looks very primitive. Small children are becoming aware that what their parents say is out of date. Parents will have to continuously learn if they want to help their children to grow. And teachers will have to continuously learn. Now no one can stop learning. And this speed is going to grow continuously. So one thing, learning has not to be stopped, otherwise you will go neurotic. Because stopping learning means you are accumulating information which you have not assimilated, digested, which has not become your blood and your bones and your marrow. It will hang around you with a great insistence to be taken in. Secondly, you will need time to relax. This pressure is too much. You will need some time to disappear from this pressure. Sleep cannot help you anymore because sleep itself is becoming overburdened. Your day is so overloaded that when you go to sleep, only the body falls limp on the bed, but the mind continues to sort out things. That's what you call dreaming. It is nothing but a desperate effort of the mind to sort out things, because you won't give any time to it. You have to relax consciously into meditation. Few minutes of deep meditation will keep you non-neurotic. In meditation, the mind unclutches. Experiences are digested and the overload disappears, leaving mind fresh and young and clear and clean.
Sky. like a leaf in the wind. Go wherever it wants to go. And I let go in the light of love. And I let go.
We had some wonderful music in the program today. Before the discourse, you listened to Manish Vijas, Sambodhi Prem, and Anugama. After the discourse, there was a song by Maduro, and today we will end the program with a small meditation for all of us out there living the fast life. Before that, you're gonna listen to Devakant, and we will finish with Milarepa, so you get the opportunity to get up and dance and celebrate. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care, and until the next time, namaste.
The ninth question, without any reason I do some jobs in a hurry, especially eating. Next time when you are eating something, watch what is eating you. When you are hurrying, just watch. Are you escaping from somewhere? Are you trying to avoid some situation? Are you trying not to see something which is there inside you? Are you trying to suppress something? Is there some worry which you don't want even to accept that it is there? Is there some wound which you are hiding in flowers? Watch deep down. Bring it up. Let it surface. Encounter it. And you will be simply surprised. If you can encounter any problem face to face, direct, it disappears. In the inner world, to know that a problem is, to know it exactly what it is, to diagnose is to treat. There is no other medicine in the inner world.
Strong my wings, waves.